This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With Chris Barnes. President Trump says an upcoming meeting he was to have with Russia's President Vladimir Putin could be canceled after the clash between Ukrainian and Russian warships. In an interview with the Washington Post, the president says he's still awaiting a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. Trump says the report will determine whether he does meet with Putin at the G20 summit later this week. Some sort of an alert error is being blamed for yesterday's report of an active shooter at Walter Reed Medical Center just outside Washington, D.C. Maryland Congressman Dutch Ruffersberger was in the building at the time.
Somebody, in my opinion, really messed up bad, and we're going to have to find out what happened.
Democratic candidate Mike Espy conceding to Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a Mississippi runoff for a Senate seat yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
One of the deadliest days for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in years as three U.S. service members were killed in a blast near Kabul yesterday. First Lady Melania Trump offering her condolences while speaking at the White House.
Today's tragic news out of Afghanistan only drives home the need to support the men and women in our military and their families.
The deaths of the three mean 12 Americans have been killed in Afghanistan this year. Democrats will nominate their choice to be Speaker of the House today. Current Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has no competition and is expected to easily get the nomination, though a group of dissident Democrats will oppose the 78-year-old Pelosi, arguing it's time for new, younger leadership. According to a Japanese media report, Japan is considering the purchase of 100 more F-35 jet fighters from the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The White House reacting to the news that came out of General Motors yesterday morning. And here's some of that reaction from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
General Motors will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow was asked about the GM layoffs.
Obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it, again, from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
And as far as how this will affect the economy?
Holiday season layoffs from GM, brutal, very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Trans Canada is to appear in court today after filing an amendment to ask a Montana district judge to allow it to begin pre-construction work on the long-discussed Keystone XL pipeline. Earlier this month, a U.S. judge issued an injunction against the corporation, blocking it from beginning construction on that international crude oil pipeline. The Alberta-based company, though, wants to narrow the injunction so as to allow the preliminary work after it had to halt it because of that earlier ruling. And the the outgoing government of Mexico today will give the top honor for foreigners to President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He'll be admitted into the Aztec Eagle Order for his contributions to a North America trade pact. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. How are you? Another brand new day here to rejoice and be glad in. I'm Bill Martinez. John Whitehead joins us now from the Rutherford Institute. John, how are you?
Hey, fine, I think. Looking at the condition of the country, I'm wondering.
Well, John, you have been the watchman on the wall, and you've been warning about the weaponization of our government for years now. And it seems that more and more people, by experience, are realizing our government's getting out of control.
The government's getting out of control. The way we train our government agents is inadequate in the sense that they will practice, you know, again, people need to go to our website at Rutherford.org and read some of my writings, but it's all documented by credible articles and research. But today I'm warning people that if you hear a knock on the door in the middle of the night, don't bring a gun to the door, because a lot of people think it's a burglar or something coming to the door.
Right.
A lot of times it's police when they do these knock and talks now. And especially older folks are getting shot through the door and getting killed. It just happened here recently. A fellow was shot through the door in the middle of the night. They have these, I don't know if you followed it, but the red flag gun laws. Are you aware of those?
Yes, right. Yeah,
yeah, those things are dangerous. They're in 13 states and they're growing, and President Trump has encouraged it. His actual quote is, he said, take the guns first, go through due process second. I like taking the guns early.
Oh.
Well, folks, under our Constitution, you're not supposed to do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And these red flag gun laws, all you have to do is have someone down the street say, hey, I think that Bill guy, he has some mental problems. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
You don't have to have an examination by a credible board. They can come to your house in the middle of the night and with their guns ready to go, and if you come to it with holding an umbrella, you can get shot. So, well, I'm warning people, and again, if people read my articles, I'm warning people, hey, that if you can get away with it, when you see an aggressive government agent, FBI, police, whatever, I say lay down, don't move, put your hands by your side.
Exactly.
And people are getting beat up, by the way, who do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting beat up by a group of policemen. And working with policemen across the country, a lot of the older cops, they hate this stuff. They don't know what's going on. You know, the training's gone bananas. And that's happened. But, you know, our First Amendment, as I wrote in my commentary that came out yesterday, we have a right to talk back to the government.
Right.
We are the people who pay the taxes. We have a right to say, hey, I don't like what you're doing. Hey, there's nothing, I haven't been doing anything wrong. What's the deal here? You do that these days, though. And like I say, I warn people, you do that these days, you better expect something that you don't like. And unfortunately, I don't think that we're respected. We used to be more respected. When I grew up in the 60s and 70s, I didn't see any of this stuff. There would have been a national scandal. Now it's, you know, over at least 1,000 Americans or more are killed by police each year in this country. It's the highest number of people killed in the world, in any country in the world. And I have other people. I do interviews in Australia, New Zealand, and countries like that.
Mm-hmm.
On these issues, they're shocked.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? What's going on in America? We've become very violent, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I wonder, because you and I grew up at the same time here, John, and this thing's gotten unhinged here, and, you know, and it's all under, you know, we hear the other side that the police are being threatened and attacked, but yet they're attacking citizens, and, you know, after all, we are, you know, it's we the people, but we the people need to mount up a defense here.
And it's going to take groups of people. I'm telling people to get together and do these things. But unfortunately, when you find yourself in these situations, you know, people are going to city council meetings. And I detail a number of these cases in my commentary this week, which is called Yes, You Have a Right to Talk Back to the Government.
Right.
They're going to city council meetings, and they're arguing with the city council. And one of the council members says, sit down and shut up. If they don't do it, they're grabbed, they're thrown down, slammed on the ground.
Wow.
Again, and this is happening, you know, in the small communities across America. This isn't happening. It's happening in Chicago and New York, but it's happening in little small communities. There's just, it's like you're not supposed to talk back. But the other thing is I'm noticing, and too, is as I look at how we are evaluating our educational system in this country, we have supposedly, according to Russia, China, Great Britain, France, and countries like that, we rank way below them in people being able to read coherently, do math and stuff like that. Our educational system. And the most shocking thing I find is when I talk to law students this day, they don't even know what's in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not taught it in school. That I had one law student tell me, who was in my summer program, she said, the constitutional law professor announced at the beginning of the constitutional law, which was a year course, he said, there's one area where we will not be studying this year, the First Amendment.
Oh, my
God. She said, I was shocked. That shocks me, too. Uh-huh. So why are they not teaching the First Amendment, which gives you the right to talk back, and you don't have to be nice about it if you disagree with the government. And that's what, you know, the people who started this country, that's why they gave us the First Amendment, so we could talk back and it would be protected.
Well, you know, but here it is. It's less and less protected, and we have Gestapo tactics that are now taking place. And, of course, for some people that are hearing this, John, they think, oh, that doesn't happen to my city. I mean, what are you talking about here? But no, I mean, if you're not aware of what's going on, it's more and more prevalent to have this kind of brutality. I mean, we saw what happened with Paul Manafort, and we think, oh, you know, for those that hate Trump, it's like, well, you know, he probably deserved it and that. But no, think about it. This is a citizen who in the middle of the night, his house, you know, the feds bust into his house.
Yep.
You know, he and his wife are in their pajamas. I mean, they're sprawled out on the front lawn. I mean, this is America. I mean, this is happening in our own country. Well, you got to imagine if it can happen to Paul Manafort, you know, who are the rest of us?
Exactly. And again, you said middle of the night. That's the scary thing. The SWAT team raids are, you know, 80,000 now they're doing across the country annually. They're crashing into people's doors in the middle of the night. And they do that on purpose because, of course, when you wake up, you're disoriented. You don't know, well, what the heck's going on. The problem with that, however, in a number of cases I reveal in my writings, is that people wake up and they may have a handgun. They go, uh-oh.
Yes. Well, if they're hearing something, and of course they're knocking. I mean, this is an Avon calling. I mean, when they're knocking on the door, John, and you're awakened from a deep sleep, I mean, it's like somebody's rattling. You go, what the heck's going on here? And my instinct would be, I would have my sidearm with me.
Oh, yes. And that's another thing. Like I say, these red flag gun laws now in 13 states and growing is that all somebody has to say is that guy's a little weird, and they can come to you in the middle of the night and take your gun away, and they're doing it, and people are getting shot, getting their heads smashed in because they disagree. But you go back and say, is this America? Is this the America that I used to read about? This is the America that George Washington talked about? No, it's not. And the other thing I see happening in the country, which is the morality in this country, and that's one of the key things. You know, the Constitution, you know, as John Adams said, was written for a moral people. Morality is just out the window now today.
Oh, no, it is. There's no doubt about it, because what happens,
and that's
John,
the first sign of totalitarianism is when people cannot make moral decisions.
Well, you know, you take God out of the picture, you know, because you've had this movement from day one, you know, that didn't want God to be in the public square, and it absolutely drove them nuts when you sing God Bless America and you acknowledge God, you know, from...
Or say the word Christmas.
Yes, say Christmas. I mean, they're going sideways here and berserk. Turco. But look at this is a price to be paid here, is that we have let go of these foundational principles, and then we wonder why, what's going on. I mean, look at, you take out the Ten Commandments out of schools in the mid-60s. Now look at the condition of our school system. Is there some correlation here? I think it's a point.
Definitely so.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's worthy of conversation.
Well, I there's some stores you go in now and they have a sign that's saying, please use gender neutral terms.
Oh, it's totally nuts.
And you get where you don't know what to say.
Well, and look what's going on with Twitter. I want to talk about that. We got to go
to say because I have free speech.
Got to go to
the United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire. Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's The Way You Like Us, fresh and very independent. I'm Bill Martinez. Welcome back. John Whitehead continues with us with the Rutherford Institute. John, well, I'll tell you, we so appreciate all the hard work that you guys have been putting in at the Rutherford Institute to keep us up to date on what is happening here in our country. Remind people where they can go for more information. And I know we had Giving Tuesday yesterday, but it's never too late to donate and support the Rutherford Institute.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization who does many legal cases. You can go on our website and see that. And it's Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. And like I say, we pay all the expenses when we get involved in cases, and we're a hand-to-mouth group. So, like I said, donations really help us. It keeps us moving and speaking out. And we're not like some of the groups like the ACLU now, which has gotten very politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
I will defend anybody's free speech rights, whether I agree with them or not. And if people go on our website and see the cases I've defended over the years, it's some of the people I really don't agree with. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they're on that street corner and they have a right to say it, I think we should defend it. I think that's what good people do. I think that's what Jesus would have done.
Amen.
What would Jesus do?
Right.
He stood for the right principles, and it got him in a lot of trouble, as we know now.
Right.
he was considered a radical. That's why he was nailed to a cross. But, you know, and some of the great writers of history, like Tolstoy and others who became Christians later on, they said if you go the way, you do the right thing, you're going to go the way of Christ. So it's difficult to raise money in my area. And but like I say, you know, if you come to me, and I'm not going to say, well, let's see, you're not the politically correct. I won't defend you if you have a right to say it, no matter what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done it all my life.
Yeah,
and I get yelled at occasionally, you know.
Well, that just confirms that you're doing the right thing, right? When people yell at you, I've gotten used to that.
What did you do that for? I did it because it was the right thing to do. Yeah, and the right thing is really, I'm telling you, in this world, what we're seeing happening today is getting more and more difficult to do the right thing. I mean, we talk about the word Christmas. I mean, I went into a store last year, and you weren't supposed to. It said right there, you know, the word holiday instead of Christmas. Everywhere I went, I said Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, the thing is so difficult.
They looked at me like, well, what's this guy doing? You know, I'm doing what you can do in America.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, we're talking about Twitter. I was just reading this morning in Axios, or maybe it was The Hill, in their review, in talking about the controlling of language. The Twitter's, you know, boy, they're disconnecting you right away if you don't use the right pronoun. You know, their focus is really on the LGBTQ agenda. You know, people were up in arms over the weekend, the Macy's Day Parade family. Suddenly, you know, the agenda is thrown right in their face. You have two girls kissing in the middle of this parade, and they're probably upset that you and I are even talking about this right now, that, you know, we can't even bring it up. We can't even say that people were bothered by this, you know?
Yes. It's an agenda being pushed by what I call the corporate state. It's a heavy agenda. But, again, when you look at countries outside the United States, like Russia, China, they're watching us going, yes. And they get stronger and stronger because there are nations who don't put up with that kind of stuff. They have a defined culture. America has no defined culture anymore. And, you know, if you look at the history, and again, I've written a number of books, my last book being Battlefield America, The War on the American People. I go into history and show that cultures like Rome and stuff who moved in this direction collapsed.
Exactly.
They fell inward. And the other thing is, too, besides the morality, it's the economic problems we're seeing. If you saw GM now shutting down plants, Wells Fargo announced yesterday they're laying off 5,000 employees. These are big corporations.
Exactly.
Something's happening in America. Folks, get your antennae up.
Right.
Listen. Get down to your local city council meeting. Get involved in your government. When you see that lazy congressman come into your area who's went up to Washington, D.C., and again, I've worked in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, one of the most corrupt towns I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once they go to Washington, D.C., they get on the payroll. I mean, not there, the corporate payroll. And when you talk about Twitter, Facebook, Google, they all work very closely with the government. Remember, Amazon has a $10 billion contract with the Pentagon now to do the intelligence cloud for all the intelligence agencies, which they will share. But we don't get to share it, folks.
No.
We're left out.
Yeah, they're being paid with our money. How does that work?
And, you know, again, President Trump suggested he's going to cut off the funding, you know, the grants to GM. I don't know, General Motors gets money from the government. I was going, what in the world? We don't get to vote on any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they're doing, the taxes you get in the mail, the taxes from your local government, the taxes from the government, we don't have any say-so in government anymore. And the reason why, and I remind people of this, how does the Constitution start? I think you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we're the people.
Right. We're the government.
That's right.
Get up off your butts, ladies and gentlemen. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're watching, you're not doing.
That's
Give
right.
me one-third of those hours. Get involved in your local government. You know, you can say no to the federal government if you don't like what they're doing. The 10th Amendment, by the way, allows you to do that. Read your Bill of Rights. And by the way, we give out free Bill of Rights cards if you go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to read those cards and exercise their rights. Teach their children in the home the Bill of Rights because they don't learn them in school.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, you know, people are going to be pushed back. I mean, the government doesn't like it when you talk back to them, didn't like it when you brought out your cell phone and were taking, you know, video of police activity. You know, this annoys them, and you have to be prepared. I mean, this is a time for courage, and not everybody is going to have a backbone to stand up against the government, but they're going to be the ones that are going to be all put into cattle cars and carried away. I mean, this is what despot and you know, autocratic governments, what they do.
If you study history, like these red flag gun laws, that's what Nazi Germany did. They started implementing laws like that early on. 1938, they said the Jews couldn't have guns. And then Hitler's famous quote, he said, it's foolish to allow the subject peoples to have weapons.
Right.
They don't want you to be able to fight back. They don't want you to even be able to protect yourself. And they're not protecting you. Because the people that are doing most of the crime in America, crime is at an all-time low, by the way, FBI statistics. Americans are not violent people. But the crime we see in perpetrated by government agents is growing. So that should be a trend that should scare you in your local community. And why do you need, why does your local police need tanks, grenade launchers, sniper rifles? In some towns of 5,000 people, they have armored vehicles. What in the world?
Exactly. They come out, John.
What are they getting ready for?
John,
you know,
they come out.
That's all coordinated by the federal government through the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
You know, again, I've warned people, go watch that 2030 video put out by the Pentagon about a year ago. It predicts by 2030 the country's going to break down. They have to implement martial law.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready. They're getting ready. And they have militarized police who will work with them.
Well, and if you think not, all you do, just to your point here, John, you see them when they come out. I mean, they're so militarized up. I mean, it's pretty threatening.
Oh, yeah. You don't walk up. You know, I remember I was in New York last year with my wife who lives there. We went to visit her parents.
Mm-hmm.
You walk through Times Square, and the policemen there are like 6'4". They're in their black helmets, their guns, and their assault rifles. I like to ask directions, even though I don't want to, just to see how they'll respond. If you're in a free country, should you be afraid of the police?
No.
But people are scared to death of the police.
Well, as you tweeted out yesterday, you said what the architects of the police state want are submissive, compliant, cooperative, obedient, meek citizens who don't talk back, don't challenge government authority, don't speak out against government misconduct, and don't step out of line. This is what it's coming down to. We're being conditioned, are we not?
Yeah, and the schools are early on teaching it. I mean, the schools, kids coming out of college right now, they have no respect for First Amendment rights. They believe you can use violence to stop speakers from speaking. So they're not taught freedom. They're taught oppression, and they're being oppressive themselves. And when I see people from differing views now fighting on the streets, I'm going, what in the world? Again, that's new stuff. I didn't see that. You go back 20 years ago, you didn't see that. So
exactly.
It's a new pattern that's going to get worse.
Well, and this is all playing into the hands of the police state, right? Because the worse it gets, then it justifies whatever.
They crack down.
Sure, absolutely, because people are going to say, enough, we can't have this. You know, come in and save the day. And they're the ones that have allowed it to happen and have kind of stirred the pot, have they not?
They've done it. Yeah, it's your fault. We the people. We're the government.
There it is. Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Where can they go for more information again, John? Remind them.
They can go to our website at Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org.
John, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Take care.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear, save on boots for the family, and take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash and snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veteran's tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says an upcoming meeting he was to have with Russia's President Vladimir Putin could be canceled after the clash between Ukrainian and Russian warships. In an interview with the Washington Post, the president says he's still awaiting a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. Trump says the report will determine whether he does meet with Putin at the G20 summit later this week. Some sort of an alert error is being blamed for yesterday's report of an active shooter at Walter Reed Medical Center just outside Washington, D.C. Maryland Congressman Dutch Ruffersberger was in the building at the time.
Somebody, in my opinion, really messed up bad, and we're going to have to find out what happened.
Democratic candidate Mike Espy conceding to Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a Mississippi runoff for a Senate seat yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will lead the change. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Now batting for Jenny Beth Martin. Bill Pasco joins us. Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund political director. Hey, Bill, thank you for stepping in. Jenny Beth got attacked. This flu bug, this cold. We're in the season. It's attacking everybody. And, of course, temperatures are taking a radical dump here a little bit. So we got to be careful, right?
They are. Good morning, Bill. I'm happy to fill in. I'm a poor substitute, but I'll do what I can.
Oh, come on, Bill. You've done a great job. Every time you've stepped in and we've put you at bat, you've done a great job here. So, hey, what Jenny Beth and I were talking about was the renewal of the penny plan. Tell us what's going on here. I mean, I think this is a good focus and a time to bring this up.
Well, I think you're exactly right. It is the right time to bring it up in the lame duck session. The penny plan is a very simple budget construct that simply says if we could get the federal government to spend one penny less out of every dollar that it spent last year, and if we could do that for 5 years, actually cut spending by just 1% for 5 years in a row, we would actually balance the budget. Mm-hmm. The secret is that in Washington, we have this thing called the baseline budget. And that is, if you go to the Congressional Budget Office and you look, every year they are required by law to come out with a projection for federal spending over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Right now, the most recent projection, 10-year projection, projects that federal spending is going to increase 5.5% a year for the next 10 years. Well, why is federal spending, why does it have to increase 5.5% a year when we've had inflation averaging 1.7% a year?
Right.
We're spending and spending and spending. So in Washington, if you were to say, let's just spend 3% more next year rather than 5.5% more. Now, you and I would look at that and we'd say, well, we're going to increase spending by 3%.
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, they'd say, oh, no, that's a 2.5% cut.
Yes.
Because we were planning to spend 5.5%, and now we're only going to spend 3% more, so we're cutting spending by 2.5%, even though we're spending more money. You and I look at that and scratch our heads and say, how can you call that a cut? That's not a cut. That's an increase. If the penny plan, we're actually going to...
Hang on just a second here, Bill, just this kind of logic, because a lot of the parents are going, this is what my teenager says to me. Right? I mean, this is like teenager logic. It's when a cut like that becomes a reduction. That's amazing.
Yeah. You're exactly right. It's like a teenager with an allowance. And,
yes.
You know, do you really want to give these guys the keys to the car?
Right.
This is not a good idea. It's not the way the rest of the country understands budgeting. So with the penny plan, if you actually spend less money next year than we spent this year, just by 1%,
mm-hmm.
that's all we're asking for, just 1%. But if you do that for 5 years, then you have actually balanced the budget. Now, the good news is that there are some people up on Capitol Hill that are aware of this, that have been pushing this penny plan. This is not a crazy right-wing idea. Mike Enzi, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, for goodness sake, is a supporter of the penny plan. Just this week, Club for Growth came out and released a new survey they had in the field just a couple weeks ago from November 12th to November 15th. They polled 2,001 people who actually voted in the 2018 election, and they found that the penny plan has wide support across party lines. 76% of Republicans, 68% of independents, and even 63% of Democrats support the penny plan. Because the country knows, even if Congress doesn't, that we simply cannot sustain this overspending. We cannot continue to spend money that we don't have. It's immoral. It's theft. They call it borrowing. They say we're going to borrow $779 billion. Well, you know, when I was raised, borrowing, I was taught that borrowing is when you ask somebody, can you loan me money? And they say yes, and they give you money. Okay,
right.
That's borrowing. The problem is, nobody's asking the people who are actually going to have to pay this back. It's our kids and our grandkids who are going to have to pay this back. They don't have any say in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I was raised, that's not borrowing. That's stealing.
Exactly.
It's immoral. We're taking their money without their permission. We are obligating them to pay right now. $21.7 trillion is what the next generation is going to have to pay because our generation likes government services but doesn't like paying for it. So we've run this massive deficit into a debt that's now $21.7 trillion, and it's going to keep increasing unless and until Congress decides, you know what, we just can't do this anymore. It's time to start reducing federal spending.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, we keep saying this, and we just keep kicking it, you know, like Congress. I mean, we followed their lead. We keep kicking it down the road. Now, when are we going to just plant the flag and say, okay, enough already? I've often said that we need to decide, you know, what size of government can we afford? What is it that we want to pay for? You know, we're being overtaxed, overregulated in order to fund this behemoth. And meanwhile, we're not gaining any ground. We continue to lose ground. As you say, we're 21, looking at $22 trillion in debt. And that's just that is the subtotal. I mean, I'm talking about the real total. The real total liability is hundreds of trillions of dollars in liability here that we're putting on the backs, as you say. It'd be bad enough if it was just us, but we're passing it on to, you know, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. I mean, this is they're becoming almost indentured servants to this whole project.
You're exactly right. We're now spending over 20% of gross national product. 20.8% this year is going to be the portion of the gross national product that's a result of government spending. That is above the historical average. What's terrifying for those of us who look at this is that that number is going to keep going up over the next 10 years. Now, this is with a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a Republican House. Goodness sake, in just a few weeks, we're going to have a Democrat House. You know, Democrats never met a spending increase.
Exactly. Right.
So this is just going to get worse. It's already projected. That number is projected to go from 20.8% all the way up to 23.8%. So you've got a significant increase in the portion of the gross national product that's controlled by government spending. That's too much. The problem here isn't just the deficit. Because there are two ways to cover a deficit, Bill. You know, a deficit simply represents the gap between what you bring in and what you pay out.
Exactly.
If you pay out more than you bring in, well, you got a deficit. You can solve that by two problems. You could reduce spending to bring that back in line with revenues, or you could increase revenues. You could have a tax increase. And that'll be the Democrat response to this. They'll say, oh, this is terrible. Look at what you reckless Republicans have done. You cut taxes for the rich people last year, and that's why we don't have enough money. That's not true.
Right.
In fact, if you go back and look at October, in the first month of the new fiscal year after the tax cuts went into effect, they collected more money in October, the Treasury did.
Exactly.
Than the previous October in history.
Was it over $100 billion, right, wasn't it?
That's exactly right, over $100 billion more. So the problem is not on the revenue side. The tax cuts are working just as we said they would. The economy is growing faster than it would have without the tax cuts, and tax revenues are growing faster than they would have without the tax cuts. The problem is on the spending side. We've got to get a hold of this. The penny plan is a great way to do that.
Well, the other thing I suggested was that what the president could do is close down government spending the month prior to the end of the fiscal year. Because, Bill, as you know, that last month, boy, people are spending money. They're vacating their budgets like crazy. And that's when we start spending, you know, $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil because we've got to vacate the budget, right?
That's exactly right. Everybody in government knows that if you're a program manager, if you've got any funds allocated to you that you are required to spend every year, they get to the last month. They get to August and early September of the fiscal year, and they look around and say, wow, we've still got money left. We have to spend
it. Get rid of it. That's it.
They won't give us money next year.
We got to leave it there. Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director Bill Pascoe. Thank you, Bill.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get cold cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy. Get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
I understand and can appreciate that, we are very busy about living life and providing for our families, it's difficult and can be overwhelming to think that, wait a minute, what am I supposed to do about my government? You know, it is running amok here and things are out of control. You know, what can I do an everyday citizen? Well, there's much you can do. I mean, the founding principles of our document, the U.S. Constitution, starts out with we the people, three very important words, which really puts us in the position of authority. And what we have to do is educate ourselves and understand how do we exercise that authority in a government that's running amok, that's becoming weaponized, as we talked about earlier with John Whitehead. We have got to find a way. There is a way, ladies and gentlemen, but we're not searching. Then we will continue to be the dupes of this government, and we're going to pay a hearty price. I mean, over the weekend, we heard a lot about, climate change and this new U.S. government report delivering a dire warning about climate change and its devastating impact, saying the economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars, or in the worst-case scenario, more than 10% of the GDP by the end of the century. Well, of course, when I first heard that, I said, I got to get on the phone right away with Gregory Whitestone, author of the book, Inconvenient Facts, who's been on with us many times. And what I appreciate about Gregory and his passion is, like us, he's pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. He is not an agenda-driven humanoid. He is one like us that says, look, I want to know the facts. I want to make intelligent decisions based on intelligent facts. And Gregory, good to have you with us, because you got to straighten this out, because there was a lot of what I call propaganda that was put out at the expense of our intellect here in this country.
Yeah. It was the horrific takedown of the scientific process. The scientific process here is probably the biggest victim. Mm-hmm. They used cherry picked data, just outright fabrications. I was reading it. I'm in Dallas today. I'll be speaking here in an hour at a conference here. Mm-hmm. But reading the summary the report coming across here. And it's just, I was highlighting every other, you know, line there was something. I said, no, that's not right. And the facts don't support it.
Right.
And I'm sitting here in my hotel room this morning finishing up a commentary on the title is Fire Facts Foil Climate Fraud.
Mm.
And they use forest fires and wildfires as the poster child for climate change in this new report. The front page is an entire color photo of a Western wildfire from last year.
Right.
But yet, and actually, the chart, and they state throughout the report that fires are increasing, but we know from the data, it's stark, clear, and overwhelming that forest fires have been in a long-term decline, not the increase they're predicting. And the chart, this is a great example of how bad this was. They chose one chart of area burned in the United States, and it was from 1984 to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, I said, wait a minute. And I went back and looked, and the National Interagency Fire Service, where they got the data, their data goes back to 1928.
Yeah, why didn't they go back? Yeah.
They cherry-picked.
Right.
Area burn, and if you look at the whole data set, you'll see that fires have decreased by more than 75% over that time. And that's just a great example of how they cherry pick and fabricate information to bolster their point.
Well, and some of the argument is that, you know, because of the current fires in California, they try to throw that up there because it's all based on perception, right? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but perception, let's go. And you talk about something that's man-made. What happened in California is man-made. It's man-knuckleheadedness.
Yep.
The government and what they have done there, and Donald Trump called them out for it. And, of course, Jerry Brown, you know, was insulted, but then quietly signed an order to do what it was the president said he needed to do, right?
Exactly, exactly. And if you look at the information from CAL FIRE, the California agency, their data is unmistakable. The number of fires in California over the last 30 years have decreased by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Decreased by 50%. And they're telling us they're increasing.
Right.
And they're telling us what's black is white, what's up is down. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. You need to believe what we're telling you, that the data is, just don't look at the data because, don't look at this chart because we haven't been able to manipulate the data quite enough yet.
Right.
I thought
it was interesting too, because normally what has been happening in the general presentation argument of all this is that, hey, this is going to happen in the next 5 years. Well, they've learned their lesson because all their projections have fallen flat. I mean, you know, let's go back to Al Gore and, the Inconvenient Truth and, as he presented it, which was a joke, because it came out. I mean, what used to be the general consensus, if a prognosticator came out and he failed in his prognostication, he was marginalized. We don't listen to him anymore. I mean, if you think not, consider Dick Morris. Dick Morris made a bad projection on the election back in, 2008, and we hardly hear from him anymore, right? And he was the shining, guru of politics and the electorate and everything, and he set aside Al Gore for what he presented, got an award, for it, many awards and acknowledgments and things like that. And it's like, wait a minute, how much of what he reported actually came true? Last time I looked, the world is still operating. It's still turning on its axis. It is not, we're not being overwhelmed by floods and all these other devastations and people dying as he projected. So, but yet they still give him place. I mean, all because, to what we've talked about earlier, Gregory, this is all driven by an agenda, by, the lever pullers behind the curtain here. And we appreciate your hard work to pull back that curtain so we can get to the truth and we can be smart about this deal. I mean, you talk to anybody, we all want to be good stewards of what God has given us in this earth that we have here. But let's not be duped into doing things that are counterproductive.
Absolutely. I mean, you were talking about Al Gore. In 2008, he said to ensure the survival of the United States of America, we only had 10 years to act. Well, that was 10 years ago.
Right.
We're still here. Right, and I've got a whole list of other similar projections that were just wrong.
My point is that people here, I mean, it sounds really, you know, awesome. I mean, you got 13 agencies of the U.S. government all in agreement with this report. You know, what is it? I mean, you know, 13 agencies, you know, 1,000%, they all agree? When have you ever gotten scientists in a room to agree about anything at that kind of percentage level?
Exactly. And we hear a lot about this 97% consensus. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's a lot more than 3% of us that feel as I do. We're not science deniers. We're denying that number one, that the warming that's been occurring for 300 years is we believe it's naturally driven primarily and not man-made. And second, I believe strongly that the warming and increasing CO2 has led to tremendously beneficial aspects for Earth and humanity. We see the Earth is thriving, it's prospering, it's greening, it's not... We're not spiraling into some climate doom. Mm-hmm. The facts don't bear that up. But they don't want to, they have blinders on. They don't want to see any benefits. They do state one place in this report that growing seasons are lengthening. It's kind of like, growing seasons are
lengthening. We'll give you that much, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got something really exciting that we're rolling out a smartphone app. Mm-hmm. Based on the 60 inconvenient facts in the book that we have the Android ready. It'll be able to give you the science facts and data at the palm of your hand. That way, if your nephew at Christmas dinner says something about polar bears going extinct, you can call it up and go, oh, well, wait a minute. What about this chart showing 60 years of population of polar bears increasing?
Right.
So we're excited about that. That'll be inconvenient.
You got to get that link to me so we can put it on our website and make it available for our audience. Because, you know, we've got to fight back. You know, we often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's lots of opinions being floated around here. And this is what makes it so disconcerting, is that for all this money, it's the people's money that was put into this government report. And this is agenda driven. On top of that, is if that's not bad enough, it tells the rest of the scientific community that you got to step up. You got to follow suit. If you're going to be accepted in the community here, you got to buy in and drink the grape juice.
Yeah. And if your listeners are going, whoa, I didn't know all this. What's Greg talking about? I've got a page on my website devoted to forest fires with a lot of the charts I'm referencing. Mm-hmm. I've got on that same website, inconvenientfacts.xyz, I've got a blog concerning this latest travesty of a report, and also a specific one on California fires. So your listeners could go there to find the facts, the science, and the data.
Well, Greg, this is outstanding. I appreciate all the help and information. And as soon as you get that app ready, let's get it linked out. I want to get it out there and support the effort here because, knowledge is power, and we've got to get it out of the realm of opinion. You got to understand what we're dealing with. But it sounds, like I said, it sounds quite ominous when you have 13 governmental agencies lockstep over this.
Yeah, and it's what we're fighting. But I was so angry yesterday reading this report. It's beyond the pale. As a scientist, I'm affronted by their lack of integrity, their lack of the use of the scientific process, their lack of just, I mean, I go on, you can tell I'm not happy about this.
Well, without a doubt. You know, well, he is the author of the book Inconvenient Facts, Gregory Wrightstone. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Take care.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000...